So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Shishi Devarim Aser Anche Yerichai, Ashleisha Micha B'Yadam, V'Ashleisha Loi Micha B'Yadam. There were six things that the people of Yerichai did, three of which the Chacham objected to, and three of which they did not object to. The Brisa quotes a similar passage about Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Shishi Devarim Aser Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Ashleisha Haiduloi, V'Ashleisha Loi Haiduloi. Chizkiyahu did six things, three of which the Chacham approved of: dragging his father's bones on a bed of ropes, crushing the copper snake from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and hiding the book of medicine, and three of which they did not approve of: cutting down the doors of the Heichal to send to Melech Asher, closing up the waters of Gichin, and adding an extra month to the calendar after Nisan had already begun. The Gemara first discusses the three things for which the Chacham did not criticize the people of Yerichai. According to our Mishnah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa, the Chacham did not actually approve of any of these things, but simply did not object. According to Rabbi Meir in the Braisa, the Chacham actually approved of these actions. Markivin de kolim kolayim. They would graft palm trees all day on Erev Pesach. This isn't referring to normal grafting, but it either refers to a procedure of injecting some sort of mixture into a palm tree to help the fruit grow, or to putting a male branch into a female branch of the same tree to help it grow. The Kerch Neshema. They wrapped the Shema, which means either that they did not pause after the first pasuk of Shema between Echad and V'yohavta, or that they paused but did not say Baruch Shem Kevod Machusay Leilam Vo'ed, or that they did not pause between Hayyim and Alav Avecha, which makes it sound like Hayyim Alav Avecha V'loy Mocher Alav Avecha. The mitzvah should be on our hearts today only, but not tomorrow. V'anan my time amrinle. Parenthetically, the Gemara discusses why we say Baruch Shem Kevod Machusay Leilam Vo'ed in Kriyat Shema. When Yaakov Avinu called his sons and said, He asfu v'agid lchem. Because Yaakov legalis leban of Ketz HaYamin, he wanted to tell his children about the end of days. V'nestalka men Shechina, but he couldn't because the Shechina left him. At first he thought, this happened because his children were not worthy. Upon which they all declared, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov's response was, Baruch Shem Kevod Machusay Leilam Vo'ed. Chazal did not want to institute this line in Kriyat Shema because Moshe never said it. But they did not want to leave it out either because Yaakov did say it. Therefore, Hiskinu Shiyu'aymir Moshe B'chashay, they instituted saying it quietly. V'koytzen v'goytzen lefnei ha'aymir. They would harvest and pile the grain before the Karban Aymir was brought. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham actually approved of the Katsira, the harvesting, before the Karban Aymir. They only disapproved of the Gedisha, the piling of the grain. Next thing Gemara goes on to discuss the three things that the Anche Yerichai did for which the Rabban explicitly criticized them. Matirin gizmiyo shel hektish, shel char v'shel shikma. They allowed people to use the branches of certain hektish trees because they assumed that only the trunks and not the branches were made kaddish, and subsequent growth is not subject to me'ila. The Chacham criticized this because even though ein me'ila begidulin, the later growth is not subject to me'ila, it is still usher to use midrabban. They would eat fallen fruit from under trees on Shabbos. The Brice explains that this means they would breach the fences in their gardens so that the poor people could come in and eat the fruit that had fallen. There are two versions as to what the disagreement was between the Anche Yerichai and the Chacham. First, the Machlokes is only about the fruits that were stuck in the high branches of the tree, and they argued whether Gazrin and Shemayala v'Yitlish, we should make it usher to take those detached fruits, since somebody might climb up and take attached fruits too. Second, the Machlokes is about the fruits in the lower branches, and they argue whether the fruits are mukta, since when Shabbos began, they were only usable for birds. The argument is whether we assume Muchen la'irvim have a Muchen la'adam, something that is prepared for use by birds is considered prepared for humans' use as well. V'noisn pei liyerek. They would give peya from vegetables. The Gemara asks, how the Anche Yerichai could assume vegetables are chayav peya if the Mishnah in Peya explicitly says that one of the five qualifications necessary to be chayav in peya is that machnis likim. It is brought into the house to last for a long time, whereas vegetables spoil quickly and do not last very long. The Gemara answers, we are talking about turnip leaves. And the Anche Yerichai held that since the leaves are brought in together with the bulbs which last a long time, they too are chayav and peya. The Rabban, however, held that machnis likim al de davar achar loish mekim. If something is brought in to be stored for a long time only on account of something that it is being brought in with, like the leaves are brought in only on account of collecting and preserving the bulbs, it is not considered to be lasting and is patur from peah. Even though there is nothing wrong with giving a little extra to poor people, even when there is no chiv peah, Rashi in the Mishnah explains, the Rabbanon were concerned that Nim would not separate Trumas and Maisus from these vegetables, assuming that it is peah, which is exempt from Trumas and Maisus. However, since in reality these vegetables are not peah, they are machuyim b'Trumas and Maisus, and the Nim would be eating tevel.